Please open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 33rd verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We've seen that God's number one priority for all mankind is that we discover and understand and enter the kingdom of heaven. Priority means the principal thing, putting first things first, establishing the more important thing, primary focus, placing in order of importance. It means placing highest value and worth upon. It's first among all others. So the kingdom of God should be our first priority. We also saw in that particular scripture that Jesus said, seek. Seek means to pursue. It means to study and to explore and to understand and to learn about. Seek first. It must be first priority, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Now the word for kingdom means a royal rule. That's what that Greek word for kingdom means. Seek that authority. Seek, it means to reign. It means to have a royal rule. So we seek and understand this kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things should be added unto us. That word for righteousness means it came from a discipline of law, not a discipline of religion. And it implies right positioning. It implies right alignment with authority and right standing with authority, right correct fellowship with authority. It means to be in right relationship with authority. So in essence, righteousness describes the maintenance of a rightly aligned relationship with a governing authority so as to qualify for the right to receive governmental privileges. And so today what we are focusing on is this study about an aspect of a kingdom called a king. And we'll see how, as citizens of the kingdom of God, we can reap benefits, great benefits, for understanding things that pertain to the kingdom of God. You know, when Philip went down to Samaria, the people heard him speaking about the name of Jesus and things that pertain to the kingdom of God. Now, the search for power is a natural human drive. We all seek to have control over our circumstances, and that's really what the kingdom of heaven promises. In the book of John, the 18th chapter and the 36th verse, Pilate asked Jesus about his kingdom, and Jesus explained that his kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom was functioning in this world, but it was not of this world. Jesus essentially told Pilate that he came to the earth because he is a king. And he's going to prove that he's a king. And he did put it to the test. And he came to testify of the truth that a king is here, a kingdom is here, and this kingdom is available for everybody who wants to be born into it and live in the earth with eternal life and reign. Anybody who wants to can come into this kingdom. And you know, according to the book of Revelations, in that first chapter, that Jesus has presented us to God as a king. So Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. So how important is it for us to understand these various aspects of a kingdom, so that we can have all these things added to us. And by the way, that all these things that scripture in Matthew 6:33 referred to was all our physical needs, all our social and emotional and psychological and financial and security needs, as well as our need for self-significance and our need for self-worth and purpose. So I'm going to just talk about two of the aspects of a king so that we can just understand that. Number one, a king's presence is the presence of his authority. When a king shows up, his authority is present. King's authority does not reside in a place or in a document. It resides in the king personally. So this is why citizens of the kingdom of heaven, citizens of the kingdom of God on this earth can act with kingly authority, because the king is present. The scripture says that this mystery is Christ in you. See, when you were born again, Jesus came into your heart. The scripture says that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So the king is present, and his authority is present also. In the book of John, the 14th chapter, and the 13th and 14th verse, Jesus said, And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You see, he's not asking the Father. He's not speaking of asking something of the Father. He's speaking of you making demands, operating in kingly authority. You making demands, not to God, but talking and functioning in kingly authority. And he said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The second thing about a king we want to talk about is a king's name is the essence of that king's authority. A king can delegate authority to anyone he pleases to act in his name or in his behalf. This is often done by issuing a king's letter, a royal edict signed by the king. And the bearer of this official seal that authorizes, that the bearer of this official seal is authorized to act on the king's behalf. And the example we see in Nehemiah, the first chapter and the second chapter, Nehemiah received letters instructing the keeper of the king's forest to give Nehemiah all the material he required, and for the governors of these various provinces to grant him safe passage. And citizens of the kingdom of heaven have that same privilege. Jesus, the king, has issued king's letters to all his people, delegating his authority to them. That's why in the New Testament says that the kingdom of heaven citizens are to pray in the name of Jesus. See, we have authority as citizens of the kingdom of God. And we can operate and live on this earth as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says in Colossians 1, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.